You're listening to English Through Stories, Missing Person, Episode 11, Right on Schedule. You're listening to Missing Person on English Through Stories. I'm your host, Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In the previous episode, our narrator, Dr. Reeves, tried to find John Costello, the man who tried to injure Anne in a car accident. Dr. Reeves goes to the apartment address that he has for John Costello and finds out that he does not live there anymore. So he decides to go to where John Costello works. Well, unfortunately, when he goes to the bar where John Costello is a bartender, somebody who works serving you or giving you drinks, he discovers right before he comes into the bar gunshots. And when he comes into the bar, the man, John Costello, is dead. Well, he doesn't wait for the police to come around. Instead, he calls Anne and finds out that Bill has called, and Bill had some bad news. Bill, remember, is Sarah Salas, the missing woman, the missing person, her husband. And when Dr. Reeves and Anne go talk to Bill, they find out that, in fact, Sarah was dead. Her body was found. Well, Anne, of course, is very sad, very upset, very unhappy. And Dr. Reeves starts to leave, but before he does, he notices that living in the same apartment as Bill and Sarah Salas is John Costello, the man who was just killed. Now we go on to episode 11, Right on Schedule. Things were starting to make sense to me now. I was beginning to see what had really happened to Sarah Salas and why she was killed. But I had no proof to show that I was right. I needed to get some real evidence. I went home and rang up Kathy Chang. I asked her to do me a big favor that night. Fortunately, she said yes. Now I was ready. I turned on the television and watched the baseball game. I had some time to kill until it was dark outside. When it was nighttime, I got in my car and started driving. When I got near Bill and Sarah's apartment building, I turned off the lights of my car and parked about a block away. I didn't want anyone to know I was there. It was now 7:30 p.m. I was right on schedule. Very quietly, I walked up the sidewalk in front of the apartment building. I needed to break into Costello's apartment, which was on the first floor. I looked into the apartment through the window. There was a light on. I took out my gun and made sure I had bullets in it. I slowly began to open the front window, which was already cracked open. After about a minute, I got the window open and stepped inside the living room of the apartment. I saw a light on in the kitchen. There was someone in there, and this time it was no cat. I walked to the kitchen door. I needed to surprise the person if I were going to catch him. As I opened the door, I yelled as loud as I could, "Don't move!" The man turned around suddenly. I had guessed right. It was Bill. What are you? Before he could finish his sentence, Bill took the frying pan he was holding and hurled it toward my face. I ducked down, and the pan flew over my head. Bill came at me. He pushed me to the ground and hit me in the stomach. I hit him back in the face. We hit each other several times until I noticed that my gun was now on the floor next to us. I stopped hitting Bill and reached for the gun. But Bill saw what I was doing and jumped up. He grabbed the gun before I could get it in my hands and pointed it at me. "Don't move, Reeves." Bill had a big smile on his face. I was not smiling. "So you figured out the truth, eh?" Bill said. "You think you're so smart, don't you, Reeves? Well, you were right. I did kill Sarah, and now I will get all of her money. But you will just get a bullet in your head. That's your reward for being so smart." Bill looked at me with real hatred. "I have seen men kill before. I know the look in their eyes before they kill. I knew that I didn't have much time to think of something." Bill stood in front of me with the gun pointed at my face. Suddenly I remembered the pills I found in Bill and Sarah's bedroom for Bill's bad leg. Now I knew what to do. On this episode of Missing Person, we begin with Professor Reeves, Dr. Reeves, saying that things were starting to make sense to me now. To make sense, S-E-N-S-E, means that you understand it, that something that was confused before is now understandable or clear to you. He said he was beginning to see what happened to Sarah Salas and why she was killed. But he had a problem. He had no proof to show that he was right. Proof, P-R-O-O-F, means that you have some evidence, some data, something that shows or demonstrates that you are correct. So Dr. Reeves decides to ring up Kathy Chang, his old friend at the police department, to ring up, R-I-N-G, up, two words, means to call on the telephone. And you actually hear the past tense in the story. I went home and rang up Kathy Chang. R-A-N-G is the past of ring. So he rang up or called Kathy Chang, and he asked her to do him a big favor. The expression is to do me a favor, meaning I want you to do something to help me. She said yes, and he decided to sit down and watch some television because he had some time to kill. The expression to have time to kill means you need to waste time or you have extra time. So you have an appointment, for example, at noon, at 12 p.m., and it's only 11 a.m., and you don't have anything to do. You have some time to kill, some time that you can waste or not spend on anything very useful. Well, he had some time to kill, so he watched a baseball game, and when it was nighttime, and nighttime is all one word, N-I-G-H-T-T-I-M-E, nighttime, he decided to drive over to Bill and Sarah's apartment building. Now remember that this is also the apartment building where John Costello, the man who was killed in the bar. This is also his apartment building. He arrives at the apartment building at 7:30 p.m., and he says, "I was right on schedule." And that, of course, is the name of this episode, Right on Schedule. The expression, three words, right, R-I-G-H-T, on schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, means that you are on time, that you were planning on being somewhere at a certain time, and you arrived there at exactly that time. So to be right on schedule means that things are going as planned, as you expected. Well, he says he gets out of his car and he walks up to the front of the apartment building. He needs to break into Costello's, John Costello's apartment. To break into means to go into a place, a house, or a building where you do not have permission, like a criminal or a burglar or anyone who wants to steal something from you. They can break into your house or they can break into your car. And the noun when someone does that is a break-in. You can say, "I had a break-in last night," meaning someone came into my house or my car without me knowing. Usually it means that you steal something. You take something that isn't yours. Well, when Dr. Reeves got into the apartment, he noticed that there was a light on. And so he takes out his gun and makes sure that he has bullets. Bullets, B-U-L-L-E-T-S, of course, is what a gun shoots. It shoots bullets. That's how it hurts you or kills you. He began to open the front window, which was already cracked open. When we say the window is cracked, C-R-A-C-K-E-D, open, two words, we mean that it's open a little bit. It's open a small, a very small amount, very small opening. It's cracked open. Well, he gets inside the apartment, and he sees a light on in the kitchen, and he decides to surprise the person, to catch the person who's in the apartment building, because in the apartment, remember, John, this is John Costello's apartment, and he's dead, so this is not John Costello. He surprises the man by shouting, "Don't move," and that's what the police would say to someone who was running away or who might run away from them, "Don't move," meaning don't go anywhere. Well, the man turns around and he, of course, is surprised and he decides to throw a frying pan, F-R-Y-I-N-G, pan, P-A-N, two words, is what you use to cook, for example, eggs or fish. You have a pan that you fry, that you put on heat underneath, and you put oil in there and you cook your food in a frying pan. Well, he throws the frying pan. He actually, in the story, says he hurled it. To hurl, H-U-R-L, means to throw something. Usually it means to throw something at someone else. He hurled it toward Dr. Reeves's face. Well, Dr. Reeves says, "I ducked down." To duck, D-U-C-K, as a verb, to duck, means here kneel or to go down, to move your body down towards the floor, usually in order to avoid being hit. So someone throws something at you, you duck down, you go down towards the floor so that it goes over you and it doesn't hit you. This is also the same word, duck, of course, for the animal that you can eat, duck, D-U-C-K. But as a verb, it just means to go down low toward the ground. Well, after the pan missed Dr. Reeves, Bill came at him. To come at someone means that you are running towards them and you plan on hitting them or fighting with them. Well, the two men fight, they hit each other, and suddenly Dr. Reeves sees his gun next to them. He reaches for the gun. To reach for means to put your hand or your arm out to try to get the gun. But Bill gets it before him, and he stands up, and he points the gun at Dr. Reeves. To point a gun means to aim or to put it in your direction so that I can shoot you. Well, now Bill says to Dr. Reeves, "So you figured out the truth." To figure out means to discover, of course, to find out. And he says to Dr. Reeves, "Well, your reward, R-E-W-A-R-D, your reward is going to be a bullet in your head. A reward is like a prize." And of course, here, it's not really a prize when someone shoots you in the head. Well, Bill looked at Dr. Reeves with what he describes as real hatred. Hatred, H-A-T-R-E-D, is the noun related to hate, H-A-T-E. And, of course, it means someone who doesn't like you very much. But at the end of the story, when Dr. Reeves doesn't know what to do, he remembers some pills, some medicine that he found for Bill's bad leg when he was in Bill and Sarah's apartment before. Bad leg, B-A-D, a bad leg here just means an injured leg or a leg that bothers or hurts him or isn't completely healthy. Bill has a bad leg, and he takes medicine for the pain. Well, we're not quite sure what Dr. Reeves is going to do, but if you're interested in finding out, come back next week for another edition of English Through Stories. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on Missing Person. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.